On today's show, General Motors lays out its strategy for electric cars. Nissan is using robots to slam car doors. And we have a theory on why hybrid cars don't sell that well. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show that covers all aspects of the global automotive industry. GM's CEO Mary Barra laid out the company's strategy for electric cars in more detail than we have heard before. General Motors plans to sell 1 million battery electric cars worldwide by 2026. It's coming out with a new battery system that's smaller, charges faster, and drops the cell cost below $100 per kilowatt hour, and it will be structurally integrated into the car. Most importantly, GM has developed a flexible architecture for BEVs that could spawn 11 different body styles, including autonomous and shared models. GM says they will offer over 300 miles of range, and the first one debuts in 2021. If you would like to see Mary Barra's entire presentation, click on the link in today's transcript. You can find that transcript at our website, www.autoline.tv, and the link is actually the headline to the story. Mary Barra also talked a lot about GM's strategy with autonomous cars. Of course, just because you build electric cars doesn't automatically mean that people will buy them. Earlier this week, I pointed out that hybrids only account for 2% of car sales in the American market, despite the fact there are 30 different hybrid models to choose from. There's a number of reasons why they don't sell that well. Everything from cheap gasoline prices to styling and performance to the premium that you have to pay for most hybrids. But I think there's another reason no one is talking about. I think most people don't want others to label them because they drive a hybrid. These people may be totally in favor of protecting the environment, but they don't want others thinking they're trying to make a political statement by driving a hybrid. Honestly, I think the fastest way to increase hybrid sales would be to stop badging them as hybrids. Man, Matt Simoncini, the president and CEO of the supplier Lear, announced he's retiring at the end of February. He'll be replaced by Ray Scott, who's currently an executive vice president and the head of its seating division. Matt Simoncini was recently a guest on Autoline this week, so check out that show to learn more about his vision for the company. Toyota and Mazda are teasing some of the cars they're going to unveil at the LA Auto Show, and we will show them to you right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Got a number of LA Auto Show reveals. Mazda's teasing the new Mazda 6, which is going to have cylinder deactivation for its 2.5-liter gasoline engine, the 2.5-liter turbo with direct injection from the CX-9 will now be offered in the 6. The styling has been updated, and the interior is available with more premium materials and features, and the sedan comes with a wider range of driver assist technologies. The Lexus RX is by far and away the brand's best-selling vehicle, and to broaden its customer base, Lexus is teasing a 3-row version, which will come in gasoline and hybrid models. And Toyota is teasing a concept called the FTAC, with the A standing for adventure. You might remember the automaker showed a concept in New York called the FT4X, which was its take on a future 4-wheel drive vehicle meant for camping trips. So it seems like this new concept may be a more rugged version of the FT4X. You know, to make sure that cars and trucks can last a long time, automakers have to test them as hard as they can. So Nissan started using robots to make sure doors can stand up even to the mightiest of slams. Nissan calls it Rosie the Robot, and it's located at the company's tech center in Michigan. It can open and shut a door as often as a typical customer would in 10 years, but it can do it in just 3 days. And here's an impressive factoid that might win you a bar bet. The average car door gets closed about 45,000 times over 10 years. One expert predicts that autonomous cars and ride sharing are going to hurt car sales, and that's coming up next.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Dale Pollack, an expert in automotive retail, says ride-sharing and autonomous cars are really going to hurt car sales. Take a look.
I think the average household in America roughly has like 1.9 vehicles in the driveway. The average car is used 2 hours a day, which is 4% utilization. Cars are not getting less expensive. They're getting more expensive. So already today, they're a bad economic proposition. Now, what I understand to be the case is that in most places in America, if you drive less than 11,000 miles per year, it is actually cheaper to Uber today. Now, when you take the driver out of the seat of that Uber, that 11,000 miles goes to 25,000 miles, which covers the vast majority of people in America. So when you have transportation that is safer, more reliable, and much less expensive, you have to believe that that 1.9 vehicles per household is going to go to 1.8, going to go to 1.7, going to go 1.6. And again, those vehicles that are being purchased are going to be ever more purchased by commercial entities rather than private people. So I think anybody who's predicting that this won't affect sales, I just don't understand that logic. And clearly, these cars are going to have a much higher rate of utilization, as they should. But then, you know, aside from the economic propriety of transportation as a service, you know, what's the value, what's the social value of having vehicles that injure and harm and kill fewer people? What's the social value of you being able to use your time instead of concentrating on the road driving the car, working, sleeping, resting, interacting with family and friends? You know, what's the social value of that? So when you combine the social value of mobility, transportation as a service in an autonomous, along with the economics, it just, you know, it challenges anybody to say why this isn't going to happen. Again, I think the real room for the debate is at what rate it's going to happen.
Of course, you can watch that entire discussion right now at AutoLine.tv or find it on our YouTube channel. Hey, before we go, we've got Mike O'Brien, the head of product planning for Hyundai Motor America, coming on AutoLine After Hours this afternoon. So come on and join me and Gary and our colleague Ron Sessions as we take a deep dive into Hyundai's product planning. That's starting live at 3 p.m. Eastern. But with that, we come to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.